Welcome into week one of the high school football season. The Mountain Home Bombers kicking things off at home tonight. Harrison in town, the big rivalry game. We'll take a break, come back, and talk things over with new Mountain Home head football coach Brian Maddox. We continue here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on Harrison this evening to start the season. Brian, it is good to have you with us. I know you are excited to get tonight going and over with. Get this first one under your belt, aren't you?
Definitely ready to get going and get out there and play this thing. And, you know, it's funny, as a kid growing up, going to all these football games, and never in my wildest dreams did I think I would actually, you know, be in this situation. I knew I wanted to coach at a young age, and coming back and coaching here was a goal of mine. As I got older and into high school, I knew I wanted to come back here. And I guess when it actually happens, you know, it's different. You know, you think you're ready, and you get in there the first day, and you see all these different things that are on your plate, and and you go, okay, this is going to be harder than I thought. And And then now, thankfully, after a few months, it's settled in a little bit into a routine and getting to know the job, getting to know the coaches, getting to know the kids. Even though I've had them in junior high, you know, they change a little bit when they go from junior high to high school and they get older. So, but it's been that part of it has been a blast, reconnecting with the kids. And anyway,
you got the job in the middle part of June and right before the dead period, so it took you a little bit to kind of get going. How's the transition been with you taking over as the head coach?
Right, yeah, it's and that's one of the things Coach Husky, you know, and I talked about, you know, when they went with me for this position, they wanted somebody to kind of keep it going and not overhaul this on the kids. You know, our seniors, they have been through some coaching changes from their seventh grade year through this year, and so different offenses, different defenses, you know. And when David came in, he was going to experiment a little bit with different offenses and defenses,
right,
to try to find what worked. And, you know, I don't think Coach Husky, I don't think any of us really wanted another change, another just drastic overhaul from a standpoint of what schemes were running offensively, defensively. And so that part of it, in terms of the content that you teach the kids, you know, that over that transition has gone pretty well. I think David, it was to me interesting. His last year, he settled back in on kind of what we did with Coach Patrick, and
right.
It has my experience at Mountain Home, the run game, running the clock, shortening the games, playing a good base defense, bend but don't break, mm-hmm. trying to be strong in the kicking game, and selling out to the weight room. That's been the formula, and so that part of the transition for me was made easier because of his Coach Joyce's experiment and it working out the way it did. The kids believe in it. Knowing the kids helps. There's not that, if they hire somebody from, 5 hours away that doesn't know the situation, they've got to learn the kids. They got to learn what they do well, and the whole season turns into an experiment.
Right.
And now here's this senior class of, 28 kids that have done everything we've asked as a football program. They deserved the opportunity to continue what they'd already started last year. And so that's my greatest motivation, is I want these kids to have the best chance possible. Our coaches are working very hard and just trying to give the kids every opportunity.
I want to talk about the coaches because there's a bunch of new faces on the high school staff this year because some guys left last year.
Right, and that was a big part of it. Day one, it was we were going into the dead week, so you weren't going to have the kids for 2 weeks. But my first day, Coach Husky said, okay, so now we've got to get some help in here. We've got to get the assistants hired. And, you have Justin Bigham is back from last year. Blake Hendricks is back from last year. Frank Brewer. And then we have Jerry West. But you lose both coordinators.
Right.
You lose, Jim was T-Jack was the offensive coordinator, and David called the defense. So, you start there, and who's going to coordinate. And so you have to go through your applicant pool. Do you have anybody that's qualified? Do you not? Do you do interims? What do you do there? So that took a while. We went through a lot of interviews, and that took a lot of time. And we ended up actually staying internal for those. And, Jerry West is really more of an offensive guy, but he's been a head coach at different schools. And
right.
So he's going to do the defense this year, and I'm going to kind of co-defensive coordinate with him. And Justin's going to kind of co-offensive coordinate with me. And as we get more comfortable with each other, maybe we turn them a little bit more loose. But, it's not difficult when you're continuing some of the same stuff you were doing last year. Nathan Kreiner's come down from the junior high. He and I coached soccer together for years, junior high football together, and there's just that trust. He's great building relationships with kids and sees the big picture.
And a great career himself.
And he's, yes,
Yaleville Summit.
You bet. And he's, I'm telling you, it just, to me, the coaching staff, a lot of times to me, kids, they can pick up on if you guys are together, if you're close, if you're connected. And I think you can model, your coaches model the type of things you want out of your kids as a group.
Right.
And, but we want kids we want our coaches to be, role models, examples with their actions, and we want the type of coaching staff where kids want to come play football. And I think we have that. I think we have some guys that really are good at building relationships. We got one more that came in. Trip Thomas came in. He's from Florida A&M, actually. They're playing the Hogs tonight.
Last night,
I should say.
Yeah.
And he's a kind of a defensive specialist, and so that's really helped Jerry. He's kind of side by side with Jerry and helping on that side of the ball. But it's going to take time. I mean, we're going to get to know each other as the year goes. We're going to have to go through some battles together. But we're excited, we've already made a lot of progress.
You have. We want to take a break. We'll talk about, you said progress, because you had your scrimmage last week. I know you've been working on some things since then. We'll talk about that when we continue in just a moment with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bombers since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on the Goblins of Harrison tonight, kickoff at 7. Brian, you had a chance to scrimmage last Thursday night against Blytheville. This is a team that really helps you prepare for what you're going to see in the conference.
Right. You know, that Blytheville's got a lot of speed. They spread you out, and they're going to run some, you know, what they call RPOs, and a lot of teams are going to these RPOs or run-pass options. And, you know, the quarterback, before the snap of the ball, he's counting numbers in the box. We're going to go with the run. We're going to throw a bubble screen or a quick pass. And so schematically and athletically, they gave us a good look for what we're going to see. You know, going into it, we had some injuries. We had some key guys out, and so we were a little bit concerned about that. It limited us on offense quite a bit. You know, we're more of an option team, and I think we called one option all night, and that was right before Eddie went out. Isaac McKay, the starting quarterback, he was out for the night, so we had Eddie as the backup, and he goes down, you know, that first defensive series. And so basically the entire half, we were at our emergency quarterback. Our third-string quarterback had dislocated his thumb. Eric Peterson had dislocated his thumb, so he's out.
Good grief.
And we're down now to fourth and fifth. And but anyway, so we were pretty limited offensively. But what we really have worked hard to clean up our base defense, you know, and just alignment, stance, making sure we're reading the right people, you know, eye discipline, and taking the right angles of the football, flying to the ball, and making sure that we're tackling, we're gang tackling. And from a defensive standpoint, we walked out of there last Thursday night feeling really good about what we saw. I mean, was it perfect? No. But, you know, we're doing a better job communicating on the field with each other. And, you know, to hold them scoreless for a half, you know, it took – obviously the offense, the time of possession was great, and that helped too. But, you know, we're going to give up some passes. I mean, I think we're going to give up some yards this year. You know, we're kind of the New England Patriots style of defense of We'll let you, you know, we'll let you have five or six or four or three, and we'll tighten down when you get in the red zone. But we don't, you know, we don't have the team speed to get up and press people and jam and blitz a whole lot. You know, just over the last few years, you know, I say that the last 25 years or so of watching Bomber football, the more aggressive we get out in the middle of the field defensively, the worse it's been for us. You know, we're having to play in space with these great athletes, so we're going to try to corral, you know, the people in front of us, keep them inside of us, keep them in front. And as they get down inside the red zone, we'll use the restricted field space they have in the back of the end zone. We'll use that, and we'll get up and blitz. And but really, that helps shorten the game. And that's really what we're doing. We're trying to keep games tight until the fourth quarter, and then we'll play from there. So that takes the offense, holding on to the football, getting first downs, running the clock. And so if you watch the Blytheville scrimmage, you know, we go out there even with our, you know, really emergency quarterback in there. We're running a lot of design gives, you know, ISO plays. We ran a little counter lead. You know, design fullback dives, and there we are generating first downs. And I think we total offense, I don't remember the exact numbers on it, but we took the first half of the first quarter and then got it back, and they touched the ball one time in the first quarter. And that's what we want to do to people, you know. And I remember when Coach Patrick was here, there were times we'd play West Memphis and they touch it one time in the first quarter, and maybe you know once more in the second, and then they'd have to go no huddle, hurry up towards the end of the second quarter to get their third possession. You're going, wow, three possessions and a half. And that's pretty extreme, but that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to keep offenses off the field. And so to see us not put the ball on the ground, in that first half of the scrimmage. Now, our JV went out in the second half and put it on the ground quite a bit, and we got to clean that up. But the varsity went out there. They took care of the ball, ran clock, played good defense, bend but don't break. You'll hear people, I'm sure, in the bleachers at our games this year going, quit giving up those short passes. We're doing that on purpose out in the middle of the field and in their end of the field as they get in. You know, we'll tighten it up as they get into the red zone.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got Harrison to town tonight to kick off the season. We'll talk about the Goblins. We continue in just a moment here on the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers open the season against Harrison tonight. Brian, let's talk about, first off, the rivalry. You've played in this rivalry. You know what it's like in all sports. Mount Home Harrison, it doesn't get much better than this, does it?
No, this has got to be one of the best rivalries, I think, in the state of Arkansas. And it's one of those things where as a kid playing in it, you know, I felt the atmosphere on game night at Harrison was the best one we had all year. And it's going to be that way again this year. This first night's going to be... I think just a great atmosphere. A lot of people there. ESPN Radio is going to be there, and in the morning there's going to be a pep rally. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's they're doing the Pink Out and the Pites Cancer House to support them, and so it's going to be a great night, a great atmosphere, and it's obviously a great opponent. And there's a mutual respect. I know Coach Wells a little bit, and just the little bit I've visited with him. He is a first-class coach. He believes in doing things the right way, and he's trying to instill character in the kids. I mean, he wants that before anything success-wise. And so there's a respect there, healthy respect. Now, it's still the Goblins, and it's still Harrison, and we want to beat them. I don't care what we're playing. And, we're excited. I'm excited for it. This is a game that obviously will be circled every year for us.
And you betcha. One number, and I know you shared this with your players this week, 50, 17, and 3. In this series, Harrison has 50 wins. Mount Home has 17. There's been three ties. You wouldn't think it'd be that lopsided, as big as the rivalry is, but I know that's a big motivating factor for the young men tonight.
Well, that's something, last year we had some success in the back half of the season. And so you know, the kids, we don't want them to be complacent. We felt some complacency, just a little bit, not too bad there at the beginning. And, you know, so every little thing we can give them to remind them that there's work to be done. And, you know, Harrison does have a great tradition, and right. it's a great program, and they're going to be very good this year. This is one of their best groups. And, you know, I want the kids to come out, and if we're going to win, we're going to lose. We need to know that we fought tooth and nail, everything, leave it all on the field. And that's the one thing I'm trying to get across to the kids is you control everything you can. Your effort is number one. And if we control everything we can and we play with great effort, you know, we're gonna have a chance to win the ball game. I don't want them to outcompete us. I don't want it to mean more to them than it does to us. This rivalry is important to all of us, our school, our community, our kids, obviously, and our coaches. And so we're going to battle. We're going to play hard and get after it.
Let's talk. I want to talk about Harrison here just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your ball club, offensive side of the ball. We've already talked about you want to run the ball control, work right. that clock. Let's talk about what we're going to see. Of course, Isaac McKay back at quarterback this year.
Isaac's back. He had a broken nose there in fall camp, and we're going to have him back. It's going to be his first day of contact. But he's been practicing. He's cleared to practice. But he's obviously the quarterback in an option system. He's the trigger man. First of all, he's got to read what front they're in and get us in and out of the right play. And then he's going to, you know, we're going to leave people unblocked on purpose and read them. We're going to give it to the fullback or keep it, depending on what that defensive lineman does. And then we'll either pitch or keep. And so there's some plays where there's a lot on the quarterback. And so you got to be an intelligent player. You got to be a patient player, a lot of self-discipline. And the thing about Isaac, and we all know this, he's a great athlete. He's an explosive runner. He's quick. He's strong. Right. And he's got the breakaway speed. And so having him and having him healthy this year is very, very important. You know, that was something Coach Bigham said, you know, hey, we got pretty lucky last year keeping him healthy all year because he's – that trigger man in the option is pretty important. And we need that again this year for him.
Towards the end of the year last year, Junior Williams really came on the second half of the season, had over 1,000 rushing yards. I know he's another big part of this offense.
You bet, and that's the thing in the option. So you have your quarterback as a trigger man. The fullback is right there with him. You know, it's the fullback's the one that's meshing with him, and he's going to get it or he's not. And Junior, he's, you know, even if you miss a block, it's so hard to bring him down. He's going to run through people and break tackles, and that's what you need your fullback to be, you know, just tough, hard-nosed player that's going to take care of the football. And he's you know, got here late, and he missed a lot of the summer. And so we're getting him back into shape a little bit. And so we've had to limit his carries in the scrimmage last week just a little. He's had a nicked up shoulder. But as he gets going, as the year goes on, I think he can have a big year. And then, you know, we're going to go change of pace. This is an old Coach Patrick trick, but you want kind of a bruiser at fullback, and you want to sub in the guy that can spring out of his stance and hit it a little quicker and just take that defense by surprise. And we've got some guys that can do that. Hunter Schott had a great scrimmage, both sides of the ball. Riley Peters, I've just always felt like he is a prototype fullback, option fullback, and now we need him on defense. So, you know, we have to be very careful. A lot of these guys are going to play both sides of the ball, and we'll mix them in and out. You know, our L and our R's, they're going to be kind of – they've got a block, first of all. They're our running backs, our left running back, our right running back. But, you know, we've got a lot of kids that have repped at that. And, you know, Eddie Just, if you were at the scrimmage, you saw him go down. He typically is our starting R. And so when we had to play him at quarterback, it – you know, the domino effect there was we lost our starting tailback, too. But, you know, he's done a great job there. Reese Winfield's a starting corner, and he'll jump in there and play some running back. You have some kids coming back. You know, Lathan Aldridge, he's had a hamstring that's been bothering him. He may play. He may not. Friday, I think he's going to be good to go. Aaron Holmes, if you'll remember him from last year.
Right.
You know, he's one that's got a lot of speed. We've got to get him to take care of the football. But he'll hit it in there hard. He doesn't shy away from contact. So we've got some kids that can run the football. You know, Brad Liddy will jump in there some and carry it for us. But, he's a starting corner on defense. But we got a lot of kids that can carry the football. We've just got to be very cautious about, you know, keeping them fresh for both sides of the football as the game progresses.
Let's talk defense. What do you have to do to shut down this Harrison offense? Noah Dittmanson, a great quarterback, and they've got some talent. What do you have to do tonight?
Yeah, he's a three-year starter, and I remember watching him come over as a sophomore, and just he had a ton of yards rushing that night. And he can run, he can throw, he's tall, he's strong. He'll drop his pads and run over you. They'll run him between the tackle. Harrison, they're very multiple, and they're sharp, and it's hard to do that. It's hard to run the number of sets and formations, plays, motions that they run and be sharp at it, and they are. And so there's a lot to prepare for. It was a very long Sunday game planning meeting for us.
I bet.
But, you know, they've got the sophomore class has got a lot of talent. You know, the Gabe Husky is the sophomore. He's going to start for him at tailback. And I know he's a sophomore, but it won't look like it. The kid can move. He's an intelligent player. And He'll also start at outside linebacker. He's one of the few that can play on both sides for him. They sub in a new offense, new defense. I've never seen Harrison this deep. I say never. It's been a long time. Uh-huh. And they're very good up front, and they're experienced up front. They brought most of their offensive line back. They brought most of their team back. I think it was 14 starters.
That's
coming
right, yeah.
back. And
seven on each side.
So they'll spread you out, and they're, you know, a lot of different traps, a lot of different, you know, the G schemes and power schemes and power read, counter read, RPOs, and so they may throw it. That's balanced is where I'm going with all of that. You know, run pass options where pre-snap, you know, the Dittmanson kid, he may just pull up and throw, you know, if we don't have the numbers to match the receivers. He may read an interior lineman and give it on an outside runner. He may keep it and run between the tackles. They run a design quarterback counter that's really hard to stop. They do some good things. And if I know Harrison, they will have some trick gimmick play up their sleeve, whether it's onside kicks or, you know, hook and ladder, whatever it is. Very balanced offensively. That's the word, deep and balanced, their entire football team. They're sharp and very well coached, and they're as talented as they've been in a while.
Don't let the onside kicks get you.
We're ready.
I was looking at my notes here from 2014. Harrison was up 21-0 before Mountain Home ran a play.
It took
the opening kickoff and scored and back-to-back onside kicks, yeah.
Well, and they had a coach from Shiloh that year on their staff Pulaski Academy, that they onside kick every time, and I think
right.
he had talked them into it.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore, so hopefully they don't try that. But we've practiced it. I hope we can, if they do that, I hope we're ready. You can't chase ghosts either. You know
That's
something's
true.
Coming, but
yeah.
you've got to be solid at your base defense. And we've thrown some just gimmicks that we've come up with at them this week, some trick plays just to get them – you know, keep their mind where it should be, keep their eyes where it should be. But, you know, it's hard to say what's coming out of the bag of tricks.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bombers since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers and Goblins kicking off at 7 this evening. Brian, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to get a W tonight?
Well, and I'll probably end up being a pretty boring interview, I think, for you guys, because I'm going to say the same thing most weeks, I think. It's you know, and I've talked a lot with Coach Patrick when he was here. I've got a lot of respect for him. I still talk to him quite a bit. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think he felt that way too, that he may have been a boring interview, because the keys to the game for us are going to be very similar each week. But it's run the ball, run clock, take care of it, no turnovers, generate first downs, get points out of your drives. Defensively, make them drive the length of the field. Don't give them anything easy. You know, we got to try to be strong between the tackles, you know, and play good red zone defense, try to force them into field goals. Make sure in special teams that, you know, we're not kicking it to the wrong guy, that our coverage lanes are sharp, and give your defense a chance to play. And so, you know, just being sound in all the things that you can control. So running the ball, running clock, and, you know, shortening the game and playing a good bend but don't break defense. And we're going to have to make some plays. We're going to have to tackle in space. We're going to have to block. They've got a big defensive front. You know, the Vanderpool kid, the defensive tackle, he's going to be hard to handle. So there will be some times we don't block him. We'll just leave him and read him and see if we're quicker at the fullback position than he is. But there's a lot of things. There's a lot of challenges that come through here in this one. And depth, they're much deeper than we are. So we're going to have to make sure, you know, we've really emphasized conditioning. And, you know, we're going to have to play four quarters. That's the last thing there I was going to throw into that. I mean, there's a lot you could say to that question. And what does it take to win? And going to make some plays, obviously. But, you know, it's, you know, I think depth is going to be a factor in this one. I think conditioning will be a factor in it.
Right.
So we got to get control of the tempo of the game. You know, they're going to try to hurry it up, and we're going to try to slow it down. We need to win out in that.
There you go.
But, you know, just excited for the opportunity. And I want to say while I'm on, you know, that I can't thank, you know, and there's too many people to start naming people off by name. And if you do, then you leave somebody out. So I'm not going to try. Right. But I can't, the number of people who've sponsored, you know, sponsoring the broadcast, sponsoring the radio show, that have sponsored our fundraiser, and it's not, it's way beyond that. We've had people offer, you know, services and things of that nature. It's been really inspirational to me, and that's the word. It's been inspiring. The number of people have reached out to me, and it's all the way from community people, former coaches here.
Wow.
Calling to say anything we can do to help, please let us know. We want these kids to have the best chance to be successful. I want to say thank you to my wife. She's been pretty patient. And Alicia, you'll see her at games. She'll pace, and she'll be the most nervous person in the stadium, yes. I think. And I want to thank her. I don't know if she's listening, but she's been great. And, you know, in soccer, she's always very involved. She helped with the camps and things like that. She loves these kids too. And, you know, it's hard. You know, coach's wife can be hard sometimes. And but, you know, and I just want the whole community to know we're going to work as hard at this as we can. You know, we haven't always won a lot of games here. Let's just be honest.
Right.
We've had some good years here or there. But I just want everybody to know we're going to try to do this right. We're going to try to treat the kids with respect, make it a place they want to be, try to get the most out of them we can. And, you know, I'm not going to sleep very much until we found the very best way possible to do this, to give our kids the best chance. And that's my only promise to anybody, is that we're going to work very hard at this and try to do it the right way and do right by this community and these kids. And I appreciate everybody's support this year.
All right. Brian, good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Mountain Home Head Football Coach Brian Maddox. We'll take a break. Join you live from Bomber Stadium. The Bombers and Goblins coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.